Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my computer off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
Are you actually going to record this time?
We are recording.
Are you actually recording?
Yes.
Are you sure?
100%.
That's better than 99%.
Because I swear to God, if it half an hour I hear, so, you know how you guys are my best friends? I want to go through that shit again.
All right.
Poor Ty. Andrew just won't let it die.
I know.
It's been like 18 episodes now. Welcome to episode 36 of the Cerebral Overload Podcast. We are all here with you this week, including our newest member, Nate, who has not been added because God is too busy to re-record our new intro. I'm sorry, Nate. We'll keep talking to God here. We'll hopefully get you some time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Praying for weeks.
Good news, everybody.
Yes, like Andrew said. Are you a fan of Google Play or Amazon App Store? You can now find the Cerebral Overload app in both your favorite app stores.
Woo! But what if I have an iPhone?
Coming soon.
If you have an iPhone, you're dumb anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Coming soon to an iTunes near you.
Blech. Well, speaking of iTunes.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Due to a hiccup, I guess you can call it.
An abortion.
In our podcasting app.
More like a wire hanger back alley abortion.
Wow.
That's pretty much what happened here with our fucking shit.
I think hiccup sounds a little bit better.
Meh. Tomato, tomato.
If you haven't seen a podcast for a while in iTunes, you might not be listening to this one. But if you do, because you found us through Blurberry... We now have a new podcasting area in iTunes. Just search Cerebral Overload and iTunes, and we'll pop up, and you can follow our new link, and you will be updated every time we create one of these awesome, awesome podcasts.
Stuck that wire hanger on the stove about a half hour, got it real hot, stuck it in like... Ha!
I have 5 children, by the way.
Well, congratulations.
My biological father also tried that.
We can tell.
We didn't have enough money for coat hangers, hence 5 children.
Flight of stairs works very well also.
On that note, I'm leaving. Bunk,
sack of oranges.
Okay, that's good. All
right.
We got it all.
Fantastic.
We've offended half the people that listen to us.
Meh. The other half shouldn't have been listening to begin with.
Guys, how are you doing today?
Yeah. It's
Shabbat Shalom.
Or y'all can just ignore me, whatever. Yeah. I'm done with that, yo.
Doing alright, just a little busy.
Yeah, welcome back, Ty, since you were off fighting injustices in Russia last week.
Yeah, da.
Did you bring me back vodka this time?
I did my best. Unfortunately, I drank it all with, Vladimir, actually. We worked through our differences, and we became besties.
I can't believe Vladimir would have anything to do with you.
Well, not Vladimir Putin. Vladimir the Vulture. The one that makes cookies.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start this episode out with a sad bit of news. If we can have a little funeral procession music, please. Hal Douglas is no longer with us.
In a world where Hal Douglas is no longer with us.
It's not a world I want to live in.
Yes, for those of you who didn't know who Hal Douglas was, now you do. Thanks to Ty's impression.
Hal Douglas, a.k.a. the movie trailer guy, is dead. Just like your puppy, which I ran over back out of the driveway earlier today. Sorry, Sally.
That's just mean. Not the puppy thing, the whole cow thing.
Yeah, it's sad.
So, yes, if we can have a moment of silence for movie trailer guy. Okay. On to happier news. Nothing worse than stupid thieves.
Or nothing better than stupid thieves.
Yes, I guess if you want your stuff back, there's nothing better than a stupid thief.
Well, it's not really if you want your stuff back. It's whether or not you want to know who he is.
That, too.
Because a genius from Colombia decided he was going to rob an internet cafe, but they forgot to log out of Facebook.
Oh. I love living in a world where people are just...
Uh-oh, Nate ran away.
I think we lost Nate.
Well, here's my thing. If you're going to go rob somewhere, whether it be an internet cafe, somebody's house, whatever, why are you getting on there on your Facebook account?
Got to update it. Just like, Michael Baker of Jenkins, Kentucky, was arrested a few months ago for siphoning gas from a police car after he posted a picture of himself committing the crime on Facebook.
People are dumb. They think that using Facebook means that their shit can't be used against them. There was also that mother that was arrested that posted the photo of her child with a bong.
And then actually, Ben, this one was in December in Pittsburgh, was Isaiah Cutler was accused of burglarizing a market in Pittsburgh with three teens and posted pictures of his Facebook page showing the suspects mugging with some of the loot.
People are idiots.
But it makes the cops' jobs a lot easier.
Oh, it definitely does.
It does provide us with ample amount of entertainment.
That is also true.
And speaking of, well, used on the other side of this stupid criminals with the whole Facebook thing, how it it's not really local for me. It's where my grandfather used to live. Altoona Police Department in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I know they're not the only ones, but it's the one I follow. Their police department has their own Facebook page. If they're looking for somebody, they just post them on Facebook, and usually within like 5 to 10 minutes, they know who the person is and where they're at.
Same here. Our local police do that too. They have this thing called Warrant Wednesday. And they post it up, and they've said that once posting, like doing this, they've actually usually get a hit within the first hour of somebody with information as to where they are.
That's ridiculous.
Like one of my buddies, I shared one because I usually share them. He's like, oh, I know that guy. I work with him at Loblaws. Thanks, dumbass. Hey, Water Ranger Police, you have this dickhead you're looking for. Works at Loblaws. Done. Shut up, Ty.
No doubt. Talk about being tired and draining our energy.
Oh, stop it. Sorry, I don't get to... Anyway.
Anywho.
I know that some of these criminals would probably love to travel back in time and change the shit that they did.
Probably not. They're too stupid for that.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I would like?
What?
A watch that looks like an arcade machine.
Oh, that does sound fun.
Oh, wait, I can get one.
Oh.
On thinking.
Yeah.
Apparently I just excited a vehicle.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I flashed them as they were driving by.
Sounds oh, okay.
Like Nate turned into a Transformer.
It's Natotron.
Optimus suck.
Optimus suck. That's actually my nickname at the Glory Hole House.
Yeah. Lord.
Beep boop beep boop. Optimus suck. And ready for duty.
Ay, ay, ay. So back to this watch. I don't like it.
What? Well, that's no
I think it's a neat idea. I just think it's too awkward.
I think there's
exactly.
An echo.
I don't want a bloody brick off the side of my wrist.
But it's an itty-bitty version of the Galactic Defenders arcade game. Aww.
Which is amazing in every aspect of life.
I'm not saying it's Everybody's not awesome. I'm just saying I don't like it because I wouldn't fucking wear it.
But it makes an awesome pew sound.
So do I.
Yeah, but when you do it, it's not as cool as when a video game does it.
But are you going to spend $50 on it?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I wouldn't, because, I mean, it's just too big to... I couldn't see wearing that around. Could you imagine trying to put a jacket on over top? You'd have to take your watch off to take your jacket off.
Yeah, that is pretty...
We're about to get into summer. Who the hell wears a jacket in the summer?
I do.
I does, because he doesn't want to show off his tattoos.
Yeah.
I wear a jacket because I'm not fat and protected by blubber.
Oh, so now you're calling me a Nate fat.
Oh, I was just going to say Canadian.
I didn't say you guys were, but I mean, if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits on the fat foot.
Ty, you're going to punch in the dick when you come up here.
I'm doing what?
Because Ben's not coming with you, I'm punching you in the dick when you get up here.
What?
Don't worry, Ben. I'll save you. Don't worry, Ty. I'll save your penis.
Oh, okay.
With his mouth.
That's kind of awkward. Don't read into that.
Oh, he will.
Stop it. I think having an arcade machine on your wrist is kind of awesome. I don't care what you guys say. You guys all suck.
Eh, if it worked or it, like, played games or something, it'd be cool. But it's gay as fuck because it does nothing but tell you the time.
Yeah, which is still kind of awesome.
It's a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them that much. It looks cool.
And that's all I'll give them. Moving on.
You like a huge ungodly watch on your arm.
It's nostalgic.
Ben, check the chat. I have something for you.
Which chat?
Skype.
Skype. Skype away. Skype, Skype away. Skype, Skype.
I just recently learned I can't do anything while Skyping because it keeps killing my signal. I think I've had to call Andrew back 3 times during this podcast already.
Too many Christmas.
Is that a ring?
Yeah, it's a ring that lights up. It's an Iron Man ring.
It's mine.
It's $10. It's 80% off. Regularly
I see
50.
That. Let me bookmark that so when I get paid, I can buy it.
Huh.
Once you buy it, there better be a picture of it on the website.
Oh, there will be.
Attaboy.
Attagirl.
Speaking of old school video games, not to go too far off here, I did just download the entire Counter-Strike pack, which is kind of awesome. People are still playing that online.
Oh, yeah, I still play it.
The first one.
Yeah, 1.6. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, people are still playing the shit online. I was playing Rats Map earlier today when I was at work.
Holy shit. Fun.
Oh, hold Rats on, wait a minute. Map. You're looking right. In the reflection.
Moving on. Speaking of stupid ideas.
Amazon raising the price of Prime subscriptions from $79 to $99.
Why?
I'm not surprised. I mean, with the cost of gas and everything going up, you know, shipping's going up.
Of course.
But, I mean, let's do a little bit of math here real quick. Because with Amazon Prime, you get all their free movies also, which is basically the same as having Netflix. And at $10 a month for Netflix over 12 months is $120. So if you do Amazon Prime, you basically get Netflix plus free 2-day shipping for all the same price. So I guess that all depends on how you want to look at it.
Huh.
See, us Canadians don't have really the option for that Amazon Prime stuff. We're just pretty much lovers of Netflix with some DNS switch over to get some U.S. Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get Amazon Prime tonight.
But, I mean, if you're a student, you can still get the student Amazon Prime for, I think it's $49.
That's not bad. Was it? Is it a year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad
if
at all.
If you're a student with an .edu email address.
Well, shit. Those don't expire. I still have my Owens one, and I haven't gone there since 08.
Well, you can get it for, I think, it's like $49 a month. See, I excited a car.
So, I'm just giving some background.
Depending on how you want to look at the whole cost of Amazon Prime, I think it'd be a lot easier if it was spread out over the course of a year instead of all at once, like you can do with Netflix, but...
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, here's a Canadian question for you guys. What's the difference between Amazon Prime and Netflix?
The company behind it?
Yeah, but what's the selection like on Prime versus the Netflix selection?
When I had free Prime, it was pretty much everything that was on Netflix was on Amazon Prime. Anything
excluding the Netflix originals, like House of Cards, which is amazing.
Which is awesome.
But so you can watch that on Comcast now, so.
Speaking of which, Nate, did you see the full first episode of the second season?
The first episode of second season?
Yeah.
Yes. Blew my mind.
I know!
Like, gone. Just toast. I actually went to full vegetative state for 24 hours.
Just sploosh. Done?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it kind of sucks they raised the price $20, but depending on how you actually use your Amazon Prime, it's still not that bad of a deal.
No, that's not that bad, especially if you...
Do you have to pay annually, or can you pay monthly?
No, you have to pay annually.
So why would you get Amazon Prime if it doesn't have anything different than Netflix? Netflix goes monthly, and it's cheaper.
Because here in the States, it's actually not cheaper, and you get free 2-day shipping on anything you order from Amazon with your Amazon Prime subscription.
It's only cheaper by like $4 a year.
But you get free 2-day shipping. So if you order a lot of stuff on Amazon, it's actually a good deal because you're not paying for shipping anymore.
And you get no House of Cards. No, won't do it. Need my House of Cards.
I don't watch House of Cards, so we're.
Or that other one that people are into, that one with Donna Pinciotti in it, Orange is the New Black or something.
I don't watch
that. Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
I watched the first episode, got bored, turned it off, went and watched House of Cards.
Because it offends me that they pick the colors orange. I'm offended by that.
I pretty much stayed for Pinciotti's boobs and turned it off.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Ty, you wouldn't know anything about that. You're not interested in boobies.
But I am interested in wood. Especially wooden decks that sink.
That turn into pools?
That turn into pools.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Nice, like that segue?
That was very nice.
Thank you. So, there's this...
You turned a swimming pool homosexual.
Yeah, there's a deck.
I applaud you.
A wooden deck in this guy's yard that sinks down and becomes a pool.
Yes, the deck floor itself actually becomes the bottom of the pool. Here's my issue with it, because, I mean, it looks cool as hell, and I'd love to have one, but you got to go clean your deck every time you want to open a pool if your dog happens to take a shit on it.
Well, then train your dog not to shit on your deck, you idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
That's easier said than done.
Not really. My dog's petrified of me, so he won't poop on my deck.
Well, I'm petrified of you, too, but I'll still poop on your deck.
That's because you have no respect for my deck, you asshole.
That's true, I don't.
Nor do I.
I personally don't like the deck because it comes down to I like having relations with a female in a pool, and if the deck can go up and down on its own, there's a very good chance something you don't want to get caught could get caught by accident through a malfunction. Kind of like how I wouldn't have relations in a submarine.
Well... If you go into the middle of the pool, though, you're not going to get your stuff caught on anything because it's one solid piece.
Yeah, but now you got to sit there and try to figure out how to position yourself. And I like to go all over the place. I want to be able to do a little stair action, a little float action, you know, up against a side action. And if something malfunctions, it decides to go up and her nipples get caught up in the slats, you know, all you're going to hear is screaming. And then that's going to be a mess to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
And you're not going to be able to finish.
You should. Huh. You know, speaking of sticking things in, Roku unveils a new video streaming stick in response to the popularity of Google's Chromecast.
Get it? Yay! Just what we need, another stick.
Stick in?
Stick it in, stick it in.
Gross.
I like my Roku. I have a Roku, I have a Chromecast. Yeah. Well, one of the downsides to this Roku stick and the Chromecast is my TV in my bedroom that's mounted to my wall doesn't have side HDMI ports.
Yeah, I will go to a place like 2001 Audio Video and get one of the HDMI elbows, and there you go.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to go that extra step and say, hey, I got to go buy this to work with something that I have.
But it's...
Andrew, nice name drop. Thank you.
No problem, buddy. Yeah, it's like what? $20? $10? $30?
Less than that, I think. Hey, if you come up to my store, Ben, I'll give you my staff discount on it.
Okay, so I'll pay $80 in gas to get there. And I'll get your discount.
But you get to see us.
Yeah.
Or I'll just buy it on Amazon, use my $99 Amazon Prime, and get free 2-day shipping.
Speaking of you driving and being a dummy, are you coming with Ty to visit?
When's he coming up?
I don't know yet. It's coming.
Ask Princess that.
It'll all depend on when he's coming up.
Next couple months.
What the fuck? You keep pushing it.
I said couple months. I gotta go to fucking D.C. in April. Fuckbag.
Push it real
Why are you going to D.C. in April?
For the Alzheimer's forum. I have to go talk with Congress and our representatives about why Alzheimer's is so important and why we need more funding.
Ty, no offense. I'm glad you're doing it because it needs brought up. But if they're not going to stay there and sit and listen to a celebrity talk about Alzheimer's, I don't think they're going to sit there and listen to you talk about Alzheimer's.
Oh, they'll be there. I'm not going to tell you what my secret is, but...
I'm going to tell you, you can't bring Seth Rogen because they're not going to listen to you.
I know. It's okay. There's a little thing called super glue, so they won't be going anywhere.
Unless they rip a hole in their pants.
That's true. I'm also bringing naked women and men.
Hmm.
Yeah, Seth Rogen didn't bring that.
Well, you already have the one-up on Seth, so...
He's one up, bitches.
Well, it
took him that long to start singing. I'm surprised.
I know.
I didn't just sing that, I just said it.
Nah, yeah. You rapped it. No. But unlike Nate, you're not straight out of Compton.
That is correct, true. I am not.
Speaking of Compton, do you guys know where our bullshit Kickstarter project came from this week? Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's not Compton at all.
Not even close.
Well, then I guess it's time for the bullshit Kickstarter.
Thing of the week or something.
Or something.
That was the worst.
I'll do it this time. I never get to do it.
That's true.
Then do it.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. Ready? Go ahead.
It's time for my bullshit Kickstarter thing of the week or something.
I think that's why we don't let you do it.
Yeah, because you fuck it up every time.
That's pretty bad. I don't think I'd do better, but they're still pretty bad.
I'm gonna cry now.
It's time for Ben's bullshit Kickstarter thing or something of the week.
See? Ty cupped the balls a little.
Yeah.
You gotta cup the balls, work the plumbing, and drink the gravy.
Ty's balls finally dropped.
I did like it.
Ugh. Alright, Ben. Tell us about your bullshit Kickstarter project.
This week's bullshit Kickstarter thing is Chroma Lights. It's an LED controller and LED panels.
Hate it.
Don't see the purpose.
You hate everything I pick.
Pretty much.
Yeah. LEDs are cool. I think they're cool.
There's too much to read. Oh, pretty pictures. Okay, that's cool.
So what does this do?
It basically allows you to control LED boards.
Hate it.
Yes.
They want $35,000 to control an LED board?
Holy shit.
Total.
You can make that in like $25. Go to Radio Shack. They have all the parts.
Yeah, well, this way you don't have to make it.
But if you pledge $10, you get a board.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
$10 will give you a chroma board.
Huh.
And you can make pretty colors on it.
Unfortunately, they're not going to make this.
I don't think they will, but I think it's a neat idea.
It is a neat idea. Like what I see is a board where you can program different pictures to light up on the board itself.
I see dead people.
I see colorful lights, but I also see a deficit of $33,000.
So far, yes.
And still 30 days? Not going to happen.
No. Unless they can do $10,000 or $1,000 a day. I think they're...
I'm going to keep my eye on it, because I think they can do it.
Well, they didn't.
No, I think you're wrong.
They haven't even connected this to Facebook. Their bio is pretty shitty. Yeah.
Because I think it's a neat idea for people that aren't totally smart like me, that want to be able to screw around playing with LEDs like that and don't have the knowledge or want to sit down and actually build their own board to control it.
That's probably because most people don't actually care.
Yeah, I mean, it's a neat idea. It is a neat idea, but...
Hate it.
I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up. So, screw y'all.
Well, I think Andrew and I can both agree that this is going to Guatemala.
Yep.
Tahiti. I like Tahiti.
Tahiti? I'd like to go to Tahiti.
I'm down there, Colson.
It's a wonderful place.
No, there's a blue alien hanging out in it.
I love me some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I haven't seen the newest episode yet.
It's awesome.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well.
Base.
Lady Sif's pretty hot, but the chick that they had that she was chasing, I'm pretty sure was hotter.
Who'd you say was hot?
Lady Sif, she's hot.
Sif?
But the one she was chasing down, she's hot.
Okay.
Huh.
That's true.
Well,
Sif is kind of shaggable.
Yeah.
Shaggable.
I would definitely do Sif.
Always.
Well, guys,
what the fuck was that?
That was my people out in the living room yelling about something.
Tell them to shut their filthy fucking mouth.
I can't believe you could hear that. That's insane.
I thought it was a kid.
That's
really
shocking.
Kids don't have that deep voice.
I'm in the bedroom with the door closed.
It sounded like a baby crying.
Oh, ho. If you have a baby that sounds like that, you need to get
that's
your shit
not what it sounded. That's not what it sounded like here.
Jesus. Well, guys, it was great talking to you again. Really glad we all got together, and hopefully soon we can go out, get drunk, punch some hookers in the face, and murder the president.
Whoa,
what?
That was,
I thought you were coming
that
to Canada.
That was the most insincere-sounding political thing I've ever heard.
Holy shit. Let's redo that.
Hello, flight risk.
I hope that makes it to the recording.
Oh, I'm not going to D.C. anymore. Shit. Well, guys,
when you come
it
to
was...
Canada, we punch the prime ministers.
It was great
yeah,
talking to
you
today.
You can punch Stephen Harper all you want.
Tune in next week, or the week after, depending, because we record semi-weekly now, not just weekly. For the next episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast. Episode 37, working title. Alright. Good job, guys. Great episode. Good talking to you.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.